meeting people where they're at. And you don't have to spend a ton of money to be healthy. You really, really don't. I think that's a huge myth, and it makes it very discouraging, especially for, you know, in our communities where it's like lower income, like, you know, that's where most of the population is. So first of all, you can go to Goodwill and go on OfferUp, okay, and get you something used, okay? Stop, you don't have to buy something new, okay? Two, if you don't have a juicer, right? And maybe you can't find one even at Goodwill. Okay. You can use your blender and strain it out. You can buy a fancy strainer, but you know what works great, and I've used it for years, is a t-shirt, cotton with no print. Okay. You can cut a square, okay? You blend up your whatever you want, okay? A high-powered blender would work best, but if you have a cheap blender from Goodwill, you can still make a juice if you wanted a juice.
So cheesecloth, I think, is also...
Cheesecloth is actually going to be have larger holes, so you'll probably get some fiber.
Some of the fiber, okay.
Right? So depending on your purpose, that could work, right? But if you really want to do a cleanse, have no fiber, then you'd want something much finer.
And a t-shirt will work.
A t-shirt works perfectly. It really does. Cotton, no print.
Yes.
And just got a big square.
Duly noted.
It works great.
I could do that with a t-shirt.
It works great.
I'm so excited that I learned the difference. I'm excited now to juice some stuff.
Yes.
I mean, because she's definitely made it simple.
Yeah.
Right? Very, very simple.
Yay.
Yeah. I find something very interesting, and I didn't look at it this way, but somewhere I read that doing juice cleanses is a way to retrain your taste buds. Right. So when we're trying to get off of the sugary foods, we retrain our taste buds with juice cleanses so that then we can implement the foods that we desire for healthier living.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's absolutely true. And